Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Ollie Focus Pops or Ollie Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
What does motion sound like? With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
All right, we are live for the Monday edition of the Morning Check-In. And as always, excited to be back, looking forward to connecting and going wide angle today, just because I want to dive deeper into some graphics here that really lay a very interesting narrative for the new financial system, or the rebranded financial system that has been modernized. And they're talking about it right now as I speak. And so just finished watching some of the BIS, Bank of International Settlements, Monday kickoff. And the opening speaker happened to be Carlos, the heavyset guy that I tend to make fun of, call the fat bastard. But he laid out his vision for the financial system that they're working to implement. And it has a lot to do with you and how your currency within that system will be tokenized, and all the other buzzwords I'm about to share with you in a minute. But anyway, hope everyone's doing well. Sorry about running late on the back end, just trying to clean up some things and grab some things. And as always, trying to deliver something of value to you guys, just to keep you up to date as what's going on. So as always, going to start off with the good news, work our way into some market activity, and then cover some issues that are very relevant to your financial lives, and then dive into some stories that seem to be very popular in the geopolitical scene. So before I move further, let me know if everything is flowing smoothly, and hopefully more people are notified and able to plug in and get the message in real time. And as always, I know there's things that are of importance to you. So this is where you get a chance to share your thoughts in the chat. Let me know what subjects or matters that you're keeping an eye on that we can bring to the forefront, because once again, it's a community effort. And so I just share with you things that catch my attention, but I want to hear from you guys. So let me know in the chat what's going on here. All right, real quick, I will acknowledge a couple of people. We got Stephen. Stephen says, what's up, Mike? I'm proud of the brother. Appreciate you, man. What else we got here? Daryl checking in. Blessings, Mike. Good morning to everybody, man. It's going to be a good day. As always, start off with some good news, just for my daily devotional, and dive into some other issues that are relevant to you. So Joe says, good morning. How you doing, man? Appreciate you. Bless you for taking time out of your morning to join me, man. So as always, won't be before you guys long. Just want to lay out some things here and share with you some things that I think is important. So we're going to dive into it real quick. Let's get into it. Nevertheless, if you don't mind, for those who are plugged in, hit that thumbs up button. Show your support for the channel. Hopefully that helped notify a few more people. And then also, depending on where you're watching it, whether Rumble or on YouTube, make sure you click that follow or that bell notification so you're notified when we do go live, so you won't ever miss out. So that's the goal. Okay, let's dive into it, man. So I'm going to get into that good word as of this morning. Let's get into the good word here. So I figure I'll zoom in so you guys can see it as well. So if I zoom in here so you guys can read along with me, and it just makes it that much better, I think, to read it yourself as well. So it says here, wait in hope. This is from today, May 6th. It says, we wait in hope for the Lord. He is our help and our shield. Selah. Psalms 33:20 from NIV. It says, it can feel as if things will never change. Your challenges persist, perhaps over an extended period of time, and it seems all your prayers are met with closed doors. Like David, you can cry out, quote, how long, O Lord, will you forget me forever? Psalms 113, verse 1. It says, but take heart. Your dark moments will last only as long as necessary for God to accomplish his good purposes, and your Heavenly Father is well aware of your limits. You can endure. You will overcome this. How? By turning to the Savior often in prayer and through his word. Whenever you feel weak, go to his throne of grace and find the strength you need, even if it's every 2 minutes. He will sustain you. He wants to teach you his ways, build his character in you, and grow your faith. Just rely on him. And then it says, friend, don't give up. This pain will end. You will prevail over this difficulty and your circumstances will change. Look to God to uphold you as he works out his good purposes. And then the closing prayer is, Lord, I will hope in you. Thank you for sustaining me and teaching me your ways during this dark time. Amen. All right. That is a good word for this morning, man. Hopefully it is of use to somebody out there. Hopefully that touches somebody in their spirit, oh man, and help charge you up this morning. Hang in there. Regardless of what you're going through, you know, put your trust and your hope in the one who is the author and the finisher of your faith. And as always, whenever you get in the word and charge yourself up, I know, speaking of myself, I always leave better than I went in. So hopefully that's self-encouragement to somebody out there. So, okay, man. Yeah, never a dull moment. Never a dull moment. All right. So as always, want to big out, get him some quick shout outs real quick, opportunities for those who might be new to the fold. And so let me do my typical introduction here. So for those who are plugged in, I don't know where you stand at, but you might be new to the RTD community. Don't know. But as you can see on the screen here, the Dollar IQ quiz, 10 quick questions make a world of difference, basically exposes that knowledge gap that we all have in some area of our lives. And so this here has to do with monetary literacy, understanding the role of what we call money, aka the dollar, and its many forms. And so if you have not taken it, I encourage you to take it. As of now, the results are dropping because more people are taking it. It's about 58% right now, not no longer 60. And so this survey here, or this quiz, has been out here for like at least 5-6 years, and it's been taken by everybody around the world. And people who focus on the dollar, who live, work for, and save in dollars, don't know what they are. So this is an opportunity just to begin your monetary literacy journey. And then, of course, beneath this video here, I got the 3 steps to monetary savviness, which is all about education. So education helps you along the way, and if applied and implemented, can do a lot of good for you. So rethinkingdollar.com/quiz, link in the description. Check it out if you're interested. And then the next one here, I want to make sure I big up my people, man, the Colonial Metals Group. So here you have on the screen, if I move myself out the way here, put myself here, here's a quick little survey here or information thing to fill out. And so what you can basically do is check in with Colonial Metals Group, /RTD. And what they'll do is simply walk you through the process to take into your possession a self-funded IRA, which allows you to put in the gold and silver if you're so interested. So links in the description, the number here on the screen, you guys can see it as well, 888-521-2448. Give them a call, speak to the experts, find out if this is something for you or not. It may not be for everybody, but just a good vehicle outside of having physical in your possession. This is a way to legally do it through the system in a way that you can structure it and take possession of it. So check them out, give them a call and let them know RTD sent you. And you can definitely, you know, get plugged in there, find out what's going on with you. And for those who are qualified, you get a chance to add to your stack by having your stuff rolled over to them. So once again, check them out if you're interested, and no harm, no foul if you don't. But then again, just a good opportunity for those who are interested. So, okay, let's get into it, man. Let me see here. As always, for those that are coming in, let me know if everything is flowing smoothly. Don't want to have any hiccups here. Let me see here. Good morning, Mike. How you doing, Toya? Appreciate you. Okay, more people checking in with you, man. Appreciate you for blessing me with your time. Let's get into it, man. Let's look at some market activity real quick. Look at the figures and see what we can see. How are the markets responding this Monday morning? And so let me see, get myself out the way here. And let me just zoom in so people can see what's going on here. So this is what we're looking at this morning. We have gold is in the green. Never a dull moment. All-time high. Not all-time high, but near all-time highs, well above the 2,300. So we are looking at $2,327.50 for gold. Silver is $27.36. And so once again, man, silver is just, I'm hearing follow a lot of people in the internet realm and a lot of people who do TA and all types of things. But once again, just this figure here, 2724, still at all-time low, not all-time low, but nowhere near all-time high, put it like that. And yeah, I'm just very, I'm not looking forward to the day, but it will be an interesting day when we see silver shoot out well beyond what we've been used to it lingering around, which is the mid to high 20s. So just something there worthwhile in. And what else we got here? Platinum is $969 an ounce. Palladium is $1,010 and rhodium is $4,500. Okay, let's check out the crypto market. What's going on? Let me refresh this. This is what we're looking at as of right now. So we got Ethereum is not doing too well. We're 0.6% down. Bitcoin is down or up 0.2%. So this is what it looks like on the graph here. And the reason I check into this is just because this is where the world is taking us. And even Carlos, which I'm going to talk about in a minute, is talking about all the smart contracts, unified ledgers, all this buzzword, which would not be prevalent had it not been for the development of this sector, which is a part of the greater game plan. So it has a purpose and a time frame for it itself. But real quick here, let's look at the figures. What we got, Bitcoin here. We are 60, where we at? What it says here, I can't see it. It's $64,000 for one single piece of the ledger. Ethereum is at 3,115, all the way down to the bottom of this, all these other projects and coins here. Okay, enough of that. Let's get into just see what the S&P is talking about right now. Let me refresh my screen so I can see. Let me refresh this. Oops, refreshed the wrong screen. Forgive me for that one. Now I gotta put my screen back together. Give me 1 second here. Forgive me. This is how you build a screen in real time. All right. Hiccups as always, but that was a goofy on my part here. Okay, so as we can see here, let me know if I'm back on the screen. But rebuilding the screen real quick here. Okay, so this was a lot of green right now. A lot of green. Looks like NVIDIA happens to be leading the way. And so NVIDIA is up 2.35%. Yeah, $911 for a single share of NVIDIA. Yeah, interesting. Apple, not doing too good right now, even though they got a all-time high buyback program that I talked about in another article I put together. And what else we got here? Let me look at banking sectors in the green. So banks are doing pretty good this morning. And it looks like PayPal, there might be some bad news come out of PayPal. Who knows? All right. So that's enough of that. That's enough of that. Okay. Let's get into the primary subject matter of the day. I want to touch on right now what I was while I was actually watching the Bank of International Settlements. They got their summit starts today. And so let me just share with you a little bit here. So this is what we got. Let me get this on the screen here. This is what I wanted to talk about this morning on top of some other things. So as you can see on the screen here, we have from the Bank of International Settlements Twitter account, we have Augustine Karstens, general manager of BIS right now. He gave an interesting talk. So I actually watched the entire talk and some things stood out to me that I wanted to talk about this morning and shine more light on their proposed rebranding of the financial structure and all the intricate detail key buzzwords that they're using, which mimic exactly to the core the entire crypto space, which once again paints more of a picture as to how none of this is accidental. It's all intentional. And it's hard to hide now. But then again, there's so much buzz and so much hope around, you know, the decentralized asset community space that people don't really pay attention to the fact that they are running parallel to each other. Because one was used for this particular one that we're talking about right here. So Augustine gave his little speech this morning. So I want to play a snippet from it that stood out, that triggered the thoughts that I'm about to talk about now. And whenever I hear the words, you know, rethinking, it automatically stands out because if people are rethinking, that means they're rethinking it for a reason. And that reason is why they're doing what they're doing as far as their actions of trying to build out this next monetary structure that I'm about to talk about in a moment. And so on top of that, there was a U.S. debt clock comes out with these little graphs. And so this is the most recent one. And as I put on the screen here, as you guys can see here, this is just from their graphic on the usdebtclock.org, but it says the fiat money reckoning, and it basically distinguishes between the fake and what is considered real. And the fake is all the paper digital delusions that the system has been built on, which is bill, notes, and bonds. And then of course we got the real assets: gold, silver, copper, energy, oil, corn, and commodities, things of that nature over here. And I noticed that there's about 2,500 thumbs up or hearts on this, and this was seen 105,000 times, this particular art graphic here, and reshared 1,000 times and has a lot of commentary behind it. But nobody is actually watching the Bank of International Settlements which are they're streaming live right now because it's not of interest to most people. Most people don't even know what the BIS is and their role in being the bank of central banks. And apart from more people waking up, which is what this kind of reveals, that people are waking up to the false reality that's been set before us. But then again, people do not pay attention to the ones that are the reason we're experiencing these issues in life, as well as the plans that they have for our future. And so to me, that is the best form of like literally staying one up on what's happening in the real world by actually paying attention to the people who are actually making these plans. And that's why today I'm going to dedicate that to just going through some things here. But real quickly here, things are not in any particular order. But I wanted to basically, for those who may or may not know, I want to just shine some light real quick on the BIS and why they're so important. So I just put in a simple question. What is BIS into Perplexity? And I'll just thumb through some things here because literally like these people here are the foundational piece for the mess that this world is in. And a lot of people don't know about it. So I want to just share some thoughts real quick here. But it says the Bank of International Settlements is an international financial institution that serves as a bank for central banks. The key points about the BIS are it was founded in 1930 and is headquartered in Basel, Switzerland. The BIS is owned by 63 central banks from around the world, representing countries that account for about 95% of the global GDP. The BIS's primary mission is to foster international cooperation on monetary and financial stability. Sounds good, right? It does this by providing bank service for central banks, facilitating cooperation and dialogue among them, and conducting research and policy analysis. It says, as a bank for central banks, the BIS holds deposits and manages investments for its member central banks, which account for about 10 to 50% of the global foreign exchange reserves. The BIS also acts as an international think tank, hosting meetings and committees of central bank governors, economists, financial supervisors to discuss and coordinate on key issues. And so as of right now, that's what's taking place. And so what I want to do real quick, if I can, I meant to give me 1 second. I want to play something and then we're going to dive into what I want to really talk about here. Let me get it on the screen here if I can. Let me see if I can get it real quick on my screen. Let me grab it. All right, here we go. So this is what I want to actually play. So I'm going to play this little snippet here. And then with this snippet, we're going to get into the actual financial architecture that he is hinting at they're putting forth and they're working towards. So listen to this real quickly, and then we'll dive into it more. But you should be able to hear this.
If you're an athlete, you know the greatest motivator of all is the fear of letting your teammates down. After all, a team is only as good as its weakest link. So you owe it to those wearing the same jersey as you to be your best every time you step on the field. That's why there's no vape in team. When you vape, you can expose your lungs to toxic chemicals that can damage your lungs. If you're a step behind, the team's a step behind. Brought to you by The Real Cost and the FDA.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. We're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Compatibility with legacy systems. Giant leaps to deliver a fundamental rethink of the financial system. Tokenization, transformative potential, tokenized digital assets, uniquely identify assets and their owners. Tokens can do all that if correctly used. Okay. I'm not going to bore you with the rest of that. But all those buzzwords there, tokens, if used correctly, can be uniquely beneficial for this new structure that they're talking about building out. And so that's why I wanted to mention the fact that he talked about rethinking of the financial system, rethink the financial system with a giant leap forward. And so what exactly is he referring to? Then that's where we get into the most recent BIS report that I'm going to bring on the screen right here. So as you can see right here, this little documentation here is about 44 pages long. And this is him basically giving a snippet as to this working paper that is called the Finternet, the Financial System for the Future. And so this is one amongst many other white papers out there from different entities, but they're all digital and they're all centered around using the development of the decentralized crypto space. So smart contracts, the ledger, blockchain, and those buzzwords that he was also hinting at as he went on further. I would encourage you to listen to the whole thing if you're interested, but if not, I'll sum it up here. But this architecture here is what they're building, or what have they've already built. Now it's a matter of how, when, and where will it be implemented. And that's where, as all this stuff we're talking about the great collapse, reset, rebuild, and whatever, once all this stuff blows through, these type of things here will be the back foundation for this new financial order that is underway right now. So without boring you, it is very detailed, but I want to thumb through it and share with you just the premise of what this architecture looks like. And so here are some of the prints. So here are some of the things that are mentioned inside of it. And so we have interoperability, evolvability, modularity, scalability are some of the words they're working on. And then if I just go down, I'll show you the blueprint. And I think, so all this stuff here, it talks about the legacy system and how that he's building a case as to how what they're proposing as I scroll down makes more sense and will be more suitable for the world we're experiencing. And then you talk about all the issues with all these charts going up here, painting more of a reason why they recommend this as a solution. And so as we see right here on the screen, it says the Finternet, a vision for the future financial system. And it talks about a lot of variety of things here, but I don't want to bore you guys completely. But it says here, I'll just thumb through some things that caught my attention that I think would also be of interest to you as well. So I'll try to read through it. And if I'm able to, probably not. I'm going to try to get it out the way. All right, but real quick here, it says from vision to reality. It says, how can we transform the vision for the Finternet into reality? In this section, we outline a promising vehicle to take us there, a token-based financial system supported by unified ledgers. So tokenized-based financial system supported by unified ledgers, meaning everything will be tokenized, given a digital representation of itself on a blockchain somewhere, that will be supported by unified ledgers, meaning there will be different ledgers for different things. So he's going to talk about the digital ID, the traditional financial system, i.e. Wall Street type ledgers. You're going to have the government debt structures on a ledger. You're going to have, you name it. It is going to be tokenized, put on a ledger, and then eventually being able to be interoperable amongst each other. And all of this takes us to that future down the line where once they complete this mission, this is how we get to that one ledger structure that will eventually be down the line. But anyway, here it says, we first describe the concept, its economic and financial rationale and basic technology architecture. So let me get right into it. Unified ledgers. This is what should be of concern to a lot of people because everything that is currently present in this world now that has not been tokenized will be tokenized at some point. And it would be put on ledger. So wherever you bank at, they have commercial bank token ledgers, which we're going to talk about, and which will link up to the central bank's ledgers, which they're going to tokenize their wholesale CBDCs to make communication and messages back and forth easier. And so I can get into it, but basically through APIs or application program interfaces, which is what runs on the back end of apps on our phones, would allow all this connectivity amongst, you know, the retail and the commercial. But real quick here, it says Unified Ledgers provide a common venue, shared programmable platform, meaning that people behind the scenes who wrote the code will be able to control, track, trace, and see everything. Where digital forms of money and other financial assets coexist, they aim to provide a quantum leap over existing financial infrastructure by seamlessly integrating transactions and opening the door to entirely new types of economic arrangements. It says here, the concept of unified ledgers does not mean one ledger to rule them all. A single ledger that encompasses all financial and transactions in the economy. So depending on the needs of each jurisdiction, multiple ledgers could coexist. Application program interfaces or APIs could connect these ledgers to each other and other parts of the financial system that exist outside the Finternet. It says unified ledgers have two defining characteristics. The first is that they combine all components needed to complete financial transactions, financial assets, ownership records, rules governing their use, and other relevant information in a single venue. It says the second is that money and other financial assets exist on ledgers as executable objects. It says this means that they can be transformed or transferred electronically using pre-programmed smart contracts. It says together, these design features allow individuals and business to move money and other assets safely and securely with less need for external authentication and verification processes or reliance on external clearing, whatever. So this is what that looks like. So this is a glimpse at, let me get myself out the way here. This is a glimpse of the architecture that they're referring to when they call it the Finternet. So basically finance over the internet. And so the key component of this is the fact that it will be a unified ledger, as it says here, which will consist of many layers owned by different entities in different countries eventually. But the applications will be involved with e-banking, your digital wallet, financial apps, and ultimately controlled by the on and off ramps with the central banking and commercial banks, asset management comes, so like your retirement portfolio, stuff like that. Private and public companies will have access to it for their financial services. And then it says real estate register. So literally your deed to your house that the bank owns, if it's not paid for, will ultimately be on this as well. And it says it'll be share private leverage, whatever. And so to go even further here, digital infrastructure, it means your identity, your digital signatures, and electronic registries will also be linked in here. So literally it's a unified ledger, which will, as it says here, could in principle contain any financial asset. Tokenized money is a core requirement. So I've mentioned before how they have a program called Agora. BIS has a program called Agora, which talks about the tokenization of depositors' accounts. Let me, just for the sake of not, let me just bring it back up here, BIS. Tokenized bank accounts. Let me go back here. Give me a second here. Like this type of stuff here. I really nerd out over, because I really desire to understand this stuff as best I can. So I try to bring it to you guys as I try to unravel it for myself so I can understand exactly what they're doing behind the scenes. But this is that Project Agora I just referred to, which is a more detailed breakdown of the tokenization of bank accounts with on the ledgers of commercial banks that will be interchangeable amongst the banks. So you'll get settlement like that. And the ledgers ultimately link up to central banks. And so literally it's one big computer program system that will be interoperable on the back end. We won't have no clue of how it operates, really, because it'll be seamless, similar to how things are now. When you log into PayPal, Venmo, and stuff like that, stuff happens on the back end that we know nothing about. And most people don't care about it, because as long as you look on your screen and you see you have something in the form of digital currency, you don't bother to care how, where, when, as long as it spends. And this is how they will be able to execute this with zero pushback from the public, because most people don't know nothing about the architecture of the current system. Nevertheless, the update that's taking place on the back end. But with this Project Agora, it says to tokenize cross-border payments. And let me see, there's a different, this is not it, but there's more, there's another visualization that breaks it down as well. But this is just basically the whole cross-border payment. After deposits are tokenized on a unified ledger, the commercial banks are then able to send communication back and forth in conjunction with the wholesale CBDC's messaging platform. So it's very, 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 very detailed, but I can't find an actual visual aid, so I'll spare you that. But back to what I was referring to here. A couple more seconds here, and I'll move on to something else. But this is just some things I think is interesting. It says here, to go back to the unified ledger I'm talking about, it says, as in today's financial system, the monetary system and the unified ledger system would have two tiers. Two tiers. This is what they're looking at. Central bank money will represent the first tier and commercial bank money the second. So what is a central bank money they're referring to? This is that whole rebranding of the communication network with the wholesale CBDCs and the next tier of the commercial bank money, which is the tokenization of current deposits that are in existence right now. And so this is the monetary realm that operates on these unified ledgers. It says settlement of commercial bank accounts on the central bank balance sheet is the ultimate guarantee of finality of any financial transaction. As such, a wholesale CBDC is a necessary foundation for any unified ledger. So the wholesale CBDC will be used, if not, majority of them are already operational now. Project Agora, as I mentioned, they have, I think, seven or so banks that are already testing it out for us right now. And then it says tokenized wholesale central bank digital money will play a similar role to reserves in today's financial system, but offer enhanced functionalities afforded by tokenization. So what are those enhanced functionalities? The ability to program on the back end, the transactions to watch and see what the actual depositors do and use those funds for, and eventually down the line, be able to say, hey, you know, this particular person in this country, they're spending too much money on this, so we need to disincentivize that or literally put limitations on how much can be spent. And so that's the controllability, the programmability, as well as the ability to track trace data ultimately, because all this is literally just monetary data that people think they own, which is being transferred from a more decentralized space now, because as commercial bank and the central bank don't work in real time as of now. But if this stuff succeeds, it'll be a unified ledger that's interoperable where they can themselves monitor and track and trace everything in real time. So this is just some of the things that's happening, and it goes down to, you know, the rest of the white paper here. It talks about the pros that they're highlighting, because it basically makes the old archaic legacy system look obsolete, which it is. So that's why they're working on what they're working on now. So that's just a little things that's happening right now at the BIS as they're meeting, talking about the new infrastructure that they have in place. So, all right, that's that. Okay, keeping it moving. A couple other subjects that caught my attention this morning. For whatever reason, we all know what, but it looks like, and this is, of course, from the Western media, but originated from out of Russia, but Russia announces nuclear drills after Western officials talk of deepening involvement in Ukraine. So this has everything to do with NATO, I think it was last week, coming out basically insisting that they're going to really begin to push for Ukraine to join NATO. And we all know that that's a red line that Putin has vowed that was literally an attack on them. And so they will respond. So is this like one of them show of forces to say, hey, if you guys continue to do what you're doing, we're going to make sure we're ready. And once again, will it get to the nuclear point? Hope not. But then again, like, you know, at some point, some act of desperation can lead the Western globalists to try to really poke the bear, and he come out looking to make a response, and which won't be favorable for nobody, but just something worthwhile. But I'm hearing also about how the Western puppet masters are trying to get rid of Zelensky. And so we'll see how that plays out. Cause if they get rid of Zelensky, I mean, he's not radical enough to really continue to send his own people to the slaughter, then the person they put in office will definitely escalate things, coming in trying to really start war at another level. And then on another note here, here's some potentially good news for the state of Utah. So I had my guy on a while ago talking about latest updates in regards to gold and silver on a state level. And so this happened as of this Friday. It says Utah law authorizes state gold and silver reserves. So looks like it officially passed. It says on Wednesday, Utah law creating a process for a state to invest in holding precious metals and reserve accounts went into effect. It says this sets a foundation that the Beehive State to achieve more financial independence and to take a small step towards undermining the Federal Reserve monopoly on money. And so it says, Representative Ivory introduced Bill 348 on January 19th. It says that how it got 25 to 2 vote in the Senate. Then the House approved it 52 to 18. And Governor Spencer's signature went into effect on May 1st. It says holding gold and silver will allow the state to shield its assets and hedge against rapidly depreciating Federal Reserve notes. They're very distinctive in labeling the depreciating fact of Federal Reserve notes, because they're actually holding dollars, i.e. gold and silver coinage from the United States Mint, in their reserves, which is what every state should do. So good, big distinction there. It says adding gold and silver in reserve could also create a pathway for Utah to maintain financial independence should the U.S. dollar collapse, very real possibility as the world moves away from the greenback as its reserve currency. So we have a state in this country talking about depreciating Federal Reserve notes, and as the world moves away from the U.S. dollar as a reserve currency, they want to shield themselves from the threat of basically having their state's finances completely decimated through the debasement of the currency, which is very big for a single state. Now, once again, you won't see this being announced on Fox or CNN, but then again, you'll get it from alternative media. So, you know, cheers to Utah for being able to really look out for their state as well as their constituents in that state there. So good news there, man. What else we got here? Real quick. So something else that's really disturbing and sad, but real, is the current activity on college campuses. And so this is a little video from Oyo London, whoever this person is, but he's basically saying American students convert to Islam weeks after becoming full-time pro-Palestinian activists. So here's just three little quick videos here, but you have what appears to be college students, and these are the center points of college campuses, and you have what is being touted as a high conversion rate of white males as well as minorities of whatever race converting to Islam. And so I'm thinking about the evangelical move in this particular religion here and its impact on the world. And it won't be friendly. It won't be about peace at the end of the day. And so it just amazes me how the body of Christ has been discounted / inactive in this current environment, where you have individuals that are very devout and full of zeal for their beliefs, willing to go out and make converts, even though I believe it's, you know, in completely false ideology and philosophy and theology and everything in between. So, but then again, that's the movement we have on college campuses, according to this video here, which doesn't surprise me, because I see videos all the time of what's happening in the UK and Europe in general, how it's gone full Sharia law type activity out there. So think about this. It's not being talked about on major news channels because it's being done intentionally. But think about a year, 2 years, 5 years, however long, you know, given the Lord's, you know, tarries a little bit longer, how bad it will be for countries worldwide, to where governments eventually will be forced to acknowledge the, I guess, legality of Sharia law and all the things that come with that, which has nothing to do with what we as Americans want or desire in our country, because it comes with some very strict and authoritarian type of philosophies that are not what American ideals are based upon. But then again, our country's gone rogue, so it's good to say those that are in power wouldn't mind having that for some reason. What else we got here? Let's keep it going. Hey, Mike. Okay, let's get into some questions, some thoughts real quick. Wait, oh, man, 37 minutes. Okay, it says, hey, Mike, why are you removing my comments? You say, let your voice be heard, just offering my perspective. Spinola, I don't know what you're talking about. Let me see. It says, well, it's not Mike, it's YouTube. I don't remove comments from the, I don't remove comments from the chat because once again, that's people's opinions. So I don't really, the goal is to be able to share your opinions on comments. So I don't remove it. So more than likely, if you're putting comments there, they're usually flagged. And if you have, I'm sure you notice, but you know, the concept of hate speech and censorship go hand in hand on a publicly traded company's platform. So you will be censored automatically by them. So that's why I don't bother to do anything. So it's not me. But I, so that's why I say go to, you know, so if you really want to, you know, share your opinions, join the Telegram community and put it over there so other people can see it as well. And of course, I always encourage people, you know, make sure it's out of love. Like, you know, like don't do nothing that will get yourself in trouble because everything you're saying and doing is being recorded by the powers that be at the NSA. They got a file on everybody. Let me see. So Carlos says, Mike, do RTD, who do you think may come first, the Messiah or gold back currency or the apocalypse? That's a lot of question there. I would say there will be more countries or states talking about gold and possibly backing it with something before we get to the apocalypse or the Messiah returning. So gold for sure, even though I know you're being funny with that, but you know, gold will be talked about more. And if we really knew what was at stake here, the eternal outcome of people's ability to use their free will to choose right now. A lot of people are in the best spiritual position to really want any of that to happen outside of gold. So what else we got here? It says Jews won't put up with that. Jews won't put up with that. What are we talking about? The censorship or what? Protests on campus that are rolling out across the country. Lloyd says, anyone here into the flock cameras that are rolled out across the country? Not familiar with that, Lloyd. What are we talking about there? Good morning. All right. So I don't see any more chit chatter. But no, as always, hope this will, you know, little brief skimming through of the financial infrastructure that is being worked out. Like literally all the manpower, government funding, you name it, through the BIS as well as other entities, they're literally working out their next financial infrastructure that they will put in place. And it's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when, because they're not doing all this to have it not adopted at some point in the future in some capacity. And that's just the BIS. But then again, we're going to have probably some competing ledgers as well as payment processing platform, communication systems, monetary data transfer mechanisms, either through the BRICS as well as the other unions that might form. So initially it might be 2-3 different unions, but ultimately it's all software. So with the stroke of a couple of keys on the back end, it can all be interoperable to where right now it's looking like the East versus West, BRICS versus Russia, China, whatever. But they are working with software code, which can easily be connected at the end of the day, making that one world approach a lot easier. So, yeah, but this is what's happening, man. All right. Well, anyway, people, enjoy the rest of your day. Hope everyone has a productive day, a good day in Jesus' name. And go out there and be great, man. And if you get a chance to share your faith with somebody, that definitely will help the cause of the Great Commission to help get the gospel out there to everybody while we have this period of time allotted to us to help we build the body of Christ, which, you know, for those of the faith know that that is the true calling of what we should be doing rather than all the other stuff. So anyway, my good people, be blessed, be safe. See you guys later. Peace.